This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. They say a study finds popular e-cigs can be contaminated now with a toxic fungus. So in addition to the chemicals and the formaldehyde and the different chemical combusting agents that change with the heat, and then the metal contamination that drips into the heat because it melts off the piping, now we have to deal with fungus. They say Harvard researchers have found that popular electronic cigarette brands are contaminated with bacterial and fungal toxins. They say in addition to inhaling harmful chemicals, e-cig users could also be exposed to biological contaminants like endotoxin and glucan. That's according to lead author Mi-Sun Lee, a research fellow at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. So the study was published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives, and it looked at 75 e-cig products, 37 single-use cartridges, 38 refillable liquids, e-liquids, from 10% of the top selling brands. They found that 23% of the samples had trace amounts of gram-negative bacteria. Now, gram-negative bacteria could be E. coli, could be chlamydia. I don't want to know how chlamydia got on it. I don't want to know. Bill Clinton might know, but I don't want to know. 81% contain glucan. Glucan is a type of polysaccharide found in the cell walls of most fungi, which is why fungi like sugar. Scientists say microbes like these could lead to health problems like asthma, inflammation, and inhibited lung function. Now, they say higher concentrations of these endotoxins were found in fruit-flavored products, indicating that the raw materials used to make the flavor may not have been clean or may not have been pasteurized. Tobacco and menthol-flavored products were more likely to have glucan, as well as the cartridge samples, which had 3.2 times the amount compared to refillables. So other studies show that e-cig use is rising at alarming rates. So of course it is. It's like the big thing now, especially among young people. Unfortunately, these are young people with asthma. These are young people with growing bodies. These are young people that live already in polluted areas. They say previous studies by Harvard researchers have shown that chemicals commonly found in e-cig flavors are linked to severe respiratory disease. So researchers hope these findings will add to the growing body of evidence that e-cigs are not as harmless as they once seemed. So I know a lot of you are like, okay, you know, you know how you have the anti-vaxxers out there, that there's this anti-vapers, this anti-vaping movement that's going to ruin vaping for everybody, or the anti-pot movement. And, you know, listen, being a doctor and having this radio show, I'm supposed to give you guys the latest and the greatest. I try to be unbiased, but I'm biased about some things. All right? I mean, I think the ACA was one of the stupidest bills out there. I mean, I'm, you know, not going to, I'm not going to mince words. Something stupid. And so I will have some biases. And I've been very honest and upfront about how I feel about e-cigs. I think they are a safer alternative to smoking if used very short term. And I have concluded that based on the limited amount of data that's out there and common sense. Now, I like to use common sense. You could call it bias. You could call it political agenda. But I don't know what political agenda, right, has to do with, you know, maybe don't vape for 20 years. I just think that's common sense. And to me, it's common sense as a doctor. It's doctor common sense because I have to study lung tissue. I have to look at the histology of alveoli. And if you look at the histology, if you look at alveoli, which are the parts of the lungs that exchange the air to the blood, you know, why aren't you bleeding into the lungs? Well, because you have barriers. But how are you getting oxygen to the blood? How does it touch? How does it connect? Well, that happens in the alveoli. They are such highly delicate, specialized, I mean, it's art. You guys, you know how some of you guys are really into Rembrandt and Picasso, and I will look at a histological specimen of an alveoli and go, that is art. And so when I have that picture in my head, when I look at you and your lungs, I look at the microscopic level. And that's why I when I see you cough, I think of the virus, I think of the microbes. I use my microscope lens in a way. I don't see it, but that's what I think. If I'm examining you for gonorrhea or chlamydia, you know, people say, oh, gosh, you know, I can't be naked in front of a doctor. We're not thinking about you being naked. If I'm doing your pap smear, I'm thinking about intracellular chlamydia that I'm swabbing for. Or I'm thinking about cervical cancer or HPV that I'm papping for. I'm not thinking about, you know, what's outside. I'm thinking about what's going on inside. Same thing with the colon. You know, people go, gosh, you know, how could somebody be a proctologist? Well, because we're the colon, the lining of the colon is beautiful. Have you guys ever seen a colonoscopy? It's really cool. It could be like a Disneyland ride. It's smooth. It's pink. It's curvy, bumpy. Sometimes you have these little pockets. It's a beautiful organ. The colon is a gorgeous organ. Yeah, you poop out of it and it stinks and you fart and stuff like that. But the organ itself is nice. So when you dissect all that out, you know, so I, if, you know, people want to accuse me of being anti-vaping and trying to promote an agenda by bringing up, you know, all the bad, you know, news or the bad studies that come up. I mean, just use common sense. Okay. If what you're putting into your lungs isn't sterile, like oxygen, when they hook you up to oxygen, you know, at a hospital, when they hook you up to oxygen, you're breathing, you know, clean air. Why would you trust your e-cig? It's not sterile. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. This is an email I received about 6 months ago, and I wrote him personally. I didn't bring this up on air. I wanted to, and I don't know why I didn't bring it up on air, but now it's kind of pertinent. So let me read you the email, and then I'll tell you why it's pertinent. Ned writes, "I think my wife hates me. He says we've been married 30 years, but she always seems miserable. We haven't had sex in over a decade. She snaps at me all the time. Sometimes I think she despises me, but she's my wife. How can I tell?" And, you know, so I wrote him back, and, you know, and you'll hear kind of what I said. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is this is a headline that scares the hell out of me. And unfortunately, these are headlines we're starting to hear way too many. This one headline is, "A wife stabbed her husband to death with a fruit knife after he, quote, forgot to buy chicken legs for dinner. This happened in East China. The couple got into a heated argument in their flat in Liang County, Anhui Province. And this was April 13th, and the husband came home empty-handed. The woman grabbed a fruit knife from the kitchen and slashed her husband to death. Really young, good-looking couple. They have a son and daughter. Relatives of the victim said that the woman, that they kind of surnamed Luo, they didn't want to give the true name because they want to protect the kids, became very spoiled and bad-tempered after getting married. She would hit her husband, but he would never retaliate. Neighbors also said that arguments between the couple were a daily occurrence. The mother of her son told reporters that her son was attending a business dinner when the daughter-in-law asked him to bring her some chicken legs. However, after the meal, he forgot to run the errand. Returned home without the food. During the argument, the furious wife rushed into the kitchen, grabbed a knife, and slashed him. Now, the boy's mom, the husband's mom, was in the bathroom at the time. Heard the granddaughter screaming when she came out. She saw her son lying in a pool of blood. This is horrible. Emergency services rushed her to the hospital. He was pronounced dead. The couple have a son and daughter. Apparently, they often argued about the caretaking responsibility of his elderly mom. The wife insisted that her mother-in-law move into a storage room with no windows, which the husband adamantly refused. From then on, their relationship deteriorated. Okay. This could very, very easily be any of us. And I bring this up because every now and then you hear in the news, it doesn't make big news because everybody's all, I don't know why every headline has to do with Trump and the Mueller report and the Russians investing. I want to hear news like this. I want to hear how many people have killed their wives or killed their husbands. To me, that is very relevant. How many murders being done in the United States are domestic? Now, I'm sure those numbers are somewhere. And then here we have Ned, who 6 months ago was like, I think my wife despises me. Do we have a growing trend of people hating their spouses? And the answer is yes. Nobody wants to admit it. But there are a lot of you guys living with somebody who you hate. Or they hate you. And unfortunately, if they have just the right amount of mental illness, they can kill you. Now, one, this person could be psycho, and obviously she's psycho to kill the father of her children and to kill anybody. But you got the mother-in-law there. You got whatever pressures they have, you know, in a marriage in China. You wonder if she just blew. And a lot of you guys have noticed in your marriages that sometimes everything's going fine and all of a sudden she or he just blows. That's the scariest time in a marriage. Now, we all will lose our cool. All right? I'll lose my cool. You know, kids will be messing around. I'm like, stop it. Okay. Right? And they laugh. I think it's funny. I'm like, stop it. Look, it's really, really funny. It really is. Even the cats will look at me going, man, you made a funny face. You know, my eyes are all googly. My tongue, I go, ah! You know, my mad face. But, you know, I get mad. You know, with my husband. You know, he'll bug me, whatever. And then all of a sudden he'll say the wrong thing. And I will just let him verbally have it. Okay, you know, that happens. Doesn't mean I hate him. Doesn't mean he hates me. You know, you will fight. But here's Ned writing. I should probably check on him, make sure he's still alive. How can I tell if my spouse hates me? So, I like to use the, you know, majority rules. If you have more good days than bad, that's a good sign. But if you have more bad days than good, that's a bad sign. If every day your spouse is picking on you about something, and doesn't like this, and doesn't like that, and doesn't like this, and seems to be happier when you're not around, that's a problem. The sex, the lack of sex, that's difficult. That's a difficult one because a lot of women, their sex drive drops. We've talked about how in evolution, it's not in their biological interest to get pregnant when they're older, so their sex drive drops. They have no control over that, a lot of them. And so a lot of older women, or they get vaginal atrophy and they tear. And so for a lot of women, they'll choose not to have sex, not because of you, but because of a secondary issue. But if they're not having sex with you, and not having dinner with you, and not going to bed next to you, and not having a conversation with you, and they seem to be only going through the motions, that's not a happy marriage. Now, again, that doesn't mean it's you. It could be them. If somebody's depressed, they're, I don't want to eat. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to sleep right now. I don't want to. That doesn't necessarily mean they hate you. They could hate themselves. But, you know, nobody likes to talk about them. They're all embarrassed, and nobody wants to, you know, bring it up because they think, you know, they had a failed marriage. But a lot of you guys are living in a loveless marriage. And not only loveless, a marriage where you guys really hate each other. And my worry is, what if one of you has a bad temper, or does some drugs, or has a psychotic episode? Could somebody kill somebody? My guess is this woman hated him, or hated the situation and lashed out. So that something so stupid like chicken legs caused the fight. If you guys notice, a lot of times it's something so stupid that brings on a big, huge fight. You know, the kids are like, wait a second, why are you guys fighting over the last cupcake being gone? It's just a cupcake. But it's because people held it in, and then finally the cupcake's gone, and you're like, I'm sick of it. You're a deadbeat, you're this, and then everybody just, you know, it all falls apart. So one thing you need to do is you need to be in counseling. You need to see a counselor. A lot of times the counselors, the marriage counselors, will see you individually. So they kind of get what your concern is and what you're looking for. And if, you know, and you might have to bring up, I just think she just, you know, not only did not fell out of love with me, but I just think she hates me. I think she would really rather not want to be around me. Then the marriage therapist has to come up with that. And the funny thing is some people say, well, if that's the case, then she would have moved out. It's very hard to move out and be on your own. If you're a 56-year-old woman or a 56-year-old man, you don't really like living alone. And sometimes it's easier to just still live with the roommate. But for the other partner, if they don't want a roommate, if they want to be loved, they have a right to be out of that relationship. So a lot of people are together because it's convenient. It's convenient for the kids. It's convenient for society. It's convenient for, you know, economics. But if you're unhappy, you're unhappy. So you have to go to therapy. And if you at all think you are at risk of somebody blowing and just, you know, you get the guns out of the house then. Make sure you have get out of that relationship. It is not worth somebody blowing up. And, you know, and it's something that a lot of married people worry about. Will my husband or will my wife kill me one day? If you have that thought, you have got to get out of that relationship. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former VP Joe Biden is racking up some endorsements from prominent Democrats hours after officially announcing he's running for the White House in 2020. Although one person we're not hearing from, former President Barack Obama. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Barack Obama not saying anything about Biden's announcement, but Biden claims that there's a reason for that.
I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
President Trump also took notice of the announcement, tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe." The parents accused of murdering their 5-year-old son in a Chicago suburb are each being held on $5 million bond. In court on Thursday, prosecutors initially wanted Joanne Cunningham and Andrew Friend Sr. to each be held on $10 million bond. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, let me ask you something. Let's say you have a bunch of kids. You got kids, they're friends, the whole school. And everybody seems to be kind of doing something, whether it's having sex, whether it's smoking pot, whether it's smoking regular cigarettes, vaping, not doing homework. What do you do to convince kids to do anything? Now, you can't threaten them. They don't care. They rebel. Remember, they're teenagers. Now, I mean, taking away their phone works, honestly. I haven't had to spank my kids ever. All I could say is, well, I did. I did when they were really young because they did some stupid, I told you, about where, you know, the one time I spanked my child, I told you, was he wanted to go for ice cream. he wanted to go to this ice cream truck when he was 4 or 5 years old because this girl told him to come with him. And I said, oh, hell no, because I was with the baby at the park. I said, no, you're not going to that ice cream truck. It's not even an ice cream truck. It's a van. It's a white van with an ice cream sticker on it. And then after I changed the baby, I looked that he's already football field down, already going over there with the girl, which means he wasn't scared of me. It means he'd rather listen to the girl than me. And I took him home, and I gave him his first spanking. And he laughed the whole time. So, but man, I take away their cell phone. Oh, my gosh. Mom! Oh, Mom! Dad! Mom took away our cell phone! Oh, my gosh. I'm like, you guys are weenies. So I think I have fairly good control over the kids. But, you know, most societies don't. I honestly, we got a lot of issues in schools. So the UK government has an idea. They're going to recruit the cool kids in school to become the anti-drug influencers. Classmates will vote, and those in the top 17.5% of popularity is going to be invited for this government pilot study. And it's funded by the NHS, and it's going to run across 48 schools in parts of England and Wales. Why? Because there's, quote, limited evidence that drug prevention interventions are effective. So the most popular kids at school are now going to be recruited to convince the others to do something. Now, I see a movie. I see how this could unfortunately, you know, go bad if somebody evil is forcing the kids to recruit. But let's say there's still democracy. Would that work? So teenagers who have been voted by their peers as most trendy will be trained in how to discourage their classmates from taking illicit drugs. And the scheme is known as Frank Friends, funded by the NHS National Institute for Health Research. It's going to run across 48 schools. It's going to start in September. It's going to be overseen by Cardiff University researchers. Dr. James White, senior lecturer in public health at Cardiff University, said there is limited evidence that drug prevention interventions are effective. Schools provide a systematic and efficient way of reaching a large number of people every year. The randomized controlled trial is the best way to determine if the Frank Friends intervention prevents drug use among people. I think in concept it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. And because I remember, I went to 12 schools, 4 high schools. And I remember there were a couple cool guys. And I just thought the world of them. They were gorgeous. They were athletic. They were really, really cool. And somebody had asked them to do some sort of behavior that was inappropriate. And he's like, no, please. That's stupid. No. Man, I got set at night. And I was like, okay, that's cool. The cool guy is going to study. And I immediately felt, as a teenager, that it's okay to say no. The cool guy did it. Okay, see, because what do kids do? They do mimicry. Remember I told you, you know, sometimes with kids it's good to do daycare? Because they need to see other kids, they need to mimic, they need to figure out what behaviors work, what don't. And so teenagers are watching each other all the time. And they see what works for some, and then they try to implement into their behavior. So your kid's behavior isn't always a complete copycat, but it's a mesh of the things that they see work. Now, unfortunately, you see there's a lot of room for influencing, a lot of room for government injecting their beliefs. We got to be really careful with that. But if I saw a cool kid get handed a doob or a joint and say, no, man, I'm not going to mess up my lungs, no way. I'm going to say the same thing as a kid. Well, but that's just me. Now, some kids may be like, oh, you know what, if he doesn't want it, I'll take it. You know, you have some of those independent thinkers, but a lot of the non-independent thinkers are the ones more vulnerable to drugs. And seeing a cool kid not do drugs and make it look cool to say no is a fantastic idea. Now, is it realistic? I don't know. Pot's addictive. People like their hit with their nicotine, with their, you know, vaping. I don't know how well this will work. They say 580,000 secondary school students or high school students in England took drugs at least once last year. So 18% of their high schoolers have tried drugs. Cannabis, of course, is the most common. So to help combat this, they're going to have 5,600 13 to 14-year-olds vote for their the most influential classmate. And those in the top 17.5% will be asked to have 2 days of training on how to discourage drug taking. They will then be encouraged to discuss the harms of illicit substances with their classmates over the next 10 weeks. Half the schools in the program will act as controls and will not take part in the scheme. The effectiveness of this project at stopping adolescent drug use will then be compared against the schools not being involved. It's going to go for 3 years. This is going to be one of the largest, you know, school-based drug prevention programs. And, I don't know, it may work. You know, we do it as adults too, it's not just kids. We'll look at an adult at work, we'll see why the boss likes him, and then we're like, oh, you know, maybe I should do that, maybe I should dress like him. You know how many of us have changed our dress because we saw it worked a certain way for others? We do mimicry all the time. And you know what? Being adaptable is fine. In evolution, we're trained to adapt. You're going to have to adapt your language. You're going to have to adapt. You know, for those people that just never change and you're still living in 1955, that's a problem. But if you're like, you want to know what? I'm going to shave my upper lip. You know, yeah, I'm going to do the flip skirt. I'm going to wear boots to work. I wore boots to work. I would have never thought that was business casual or business attire. And I was one of the first people to start wearing boots to work. And then, lo and behold, other people started wearing boots. I like boots. And then you want to know why I wear boots? It's not to look sexy. It's my feet can't handle the pumps anymore. I can't wear pumps. After an hour and a half, my feet ache. Yet I found boots to be really comfortable. And if I end up, let's say, at the end of the day getting some kinkles, nobody could see. So my feet look good. I feel good. And I don't have to have a skinny heel, and they're wide. They're wide-toed, so I don't have to get bunions. So, I mean, even if boots go out of style, I'm going to keep trying to bring them back. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah, I'm going to be definitely bringing boots back because, I think it's a healthier shoe if you can't wear tennis shoes or Crocs or things like that. So, I don't know. We'll see if it works. You know, Godspeed. I think the drug problem with kids, you know, like marijuana has been linked to a variety of things. It could triple the risk of schizophrenia, cause depression. People have been getting panic attacks. They even found a study that showed an increased risk of bipolar and hypomania. The problem with that is were the kids bipolar to begin with, and that's why they use the marijuana. So it's kind of tough. But, there's marijuana's huge, and now that it's legalized, how do we get kids off of it? How do we get them to not want to smoke it? Well, get the popular kids to say it's not cool. That might work. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Daily Mail is reporting that the number of Americans who are bisexual have tripled in the past decade, and women are driving the increase. Now, they say 3.3% of Americans identified as bisexual back in 2018. I believe that number is a lot higher, up from 1.1% back in 2008. So that's a huge jump from 1.1% to 3.3% of Americans identified as bisexual. That's according to the General Social Survey, a comprehensive poll that has tracked American attitudes and beliefs on various issues since the 70s. They say 5.6% of U.S. women consider themselves bisexual, compared to 0.6% of men. And the share of women has risen 273% since 2008. Back then, only 1.5% self-identified as bisexual. They say African Americans were also more likely to identify as bisexual last year, 6.5% compared to 2.5% of white people. And that has doubled, they said, since 2016. 3.3% of African Americans said they were bisexual. So, is bisexuality rising, or are more people admitting to it? Now, there's a lot of discussion on what the exact percentage is. And, you know, I told you when I was in medical school, we learned that 1 in 6 men were gay. 1 in 6 men have experimented. 1 in 8 men were gay. Now, I went to medical school in the 90s. I remember the class was shocked by that number, but I wasn't as shocked because most of my friends were gay. Most of the guys I dated in school ended up becoming gay, so I learned very early on that, there was a lot of homosexuals out there. And so, to me, the numbers, wasn't as shocking. And still, I have so many friends who are, and I even know married people where, I think he's gay, and, he hasn't come out yet, and then they get a divorce, and he comes out, and I'm like, why didn't you do this sooner? You could have talked to me about it, but then you do have some gay men or gay women out there that really want a baby, and they do fall in love. Yeah, it's a misconception that a gay man and a gay woman cannot fall in love with a heterosexual partner. You could fall in love with anybody. Homosexuality and heterosexuality has to do with sexuality and the sex part of the relationship. You could still fall in love with whoever. I mean, I am in love with chocolate. I don't know what sort of sexuality that falls into, but I just love chocolate. Don't want to have sex with it. But I love chocolate. So, love and sex are two different things. So, according to this study, sociologist Tristan Bridges told Daily Mail that some people have said that the new numbers mean new people are identifying this way, but he thinks actually it's an illustration of what happens as sexual tolerance becomes more mainstream. They say men, on the other hand, have consistently been less likely than women to describe themselves as bisexual, with numbers hovering between 0.5 and 1.9% over the past decade. And I could see that. In movies and even TV shows. In TV shows, they make it act like the norm that a woman has had a lesbian experience. Now, I've never had a lesbian experience. I mean, I grew up not really, having any sexual experiences because I was really religious. And I'm like, I'm going to wait till I got married. So then by the time I did, I didn't even think about experimenting. And honestly, I don't do that well with women. I don't know why I don't think it would ever work because, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm competitive. I don't know. Just women and I mean, we're really good. Women, we're really good at happy hour, really, but nah. It just, no. I love men and that's just who I am. But for some women, they find other women to be more successful lovers. I don't know. And then that's fine. So, Dr. Bridges said, I think that women have always been more likely to identify as bisexual than men. And I think one of the reasons that is there's a large body of research that connects masculinity and homophobia. And I think it's more socially costly for men to be perceived as bisexual or gay. And they say African Americans were also significantly more likely to identify as bisexual. They say Democrats were significantly more likely than Republicans to identify as bisexual. So 3.3% of independents said they were bisexual. And Dr. Bridges and a fellow sociologist, Delaine Compton, study this. So, what is happening? Do we have that control to... Do we have that control to direct people into bisexual behaviors? one of you had written me years ago about, you know, the TV shows and, you know, making homosexuality or bisexuality look okay, and that it could be giving people the wrong message. And I answered that. I go, no. Okay, you are attracted to who you're attracted to. So no TV, no parent, no sexual conversion class can affect that. They can't. What does, though, happen, and what can happen, is if society embraces bisexual relationships or actually makes it look like a status symbol, younger kids may say, oh, okay, well, I've always wanted to try it, so now I guess it's okay. So as opposed to somebody going, you know what, I'm going to pass on it because it's not societally acceptable, they may go, well, yeah, I want to say I've had a lesbian experience. What is it? What's the one that they always talk about in the movies, like at camp? Right? So, I mean, do kids have that propensity to be bisexual? Hard to say in terms of the numbers, because one, kids don't really take surveys and they don't admit. But keep in mind, what's going on with hormones in a kid is they are very, very hormonal. And so the possibility of them having sex with same sex or experimenting, because that was the question we had in medical school. How come more people experimented than were gay? You would think it would be the opposite. But when somebody is very, very sexually charged, and they're trying to, you know, and they're attracted to somebody or they fall for somebody, they, you know, they're not, there's no lines. There's, you know, they're like, I'm expressing myself with somebody. I love this person, which is what you're going to later see in society. We're not going to be labeling people homosexual, heterosexual. You know, now everybody goes, my partner. And when they say my partner, that doesn't assume gay partner. That assumes your partner. You know, I'm having a party, and I told everybody, rather than bringing your wives or your girlfriends or your boyfriends or whatever, I said, bring your partner. It just, now we're using one word to, you know, describe everybody. So we're being all inclusive and not exclusive. So are kids going to experiment more with homosexuality now that TV shows and everything is making it look okay? The answer to that is no. We are very, very sexual human beings, and I think a lot of our sexual behaviors have been going on even, you know, even during the 1950s and 1940s and things like that. I mean, people, that drive, that sex drive is stronger than anything else. It's stronger than religion. It's stronger than society. And so if somebody wants to be with somebody, all right, that's going to drive them to that. So, you know, if TV shows do, you know, try to make things look okay or whatever, and again, this is the society we live in. And two people loving each other is okay. Now, the idea that shows are pushing an agenda, that's a different topic. But, you know, this rise in bisexuality, to me that means people feel more comfortable admitting it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.